Yeah, for me, like I said, working the schedules when I was working at Farmer Jack's, we got the midnight crews that come in and do restocking, and, you know, they're on a totally 12-hour different shift or so, and or an 18-hour different shift. I would stop, you know, they come in at 9, 10 o'clock at night, and they don't leave until 6 in the morning, as the day crews are coming in, and it's just like you just pass each other, you know. Hey, Dakota, how you doing? How's the wife and family? All right, see you in a couple days. Bye. You know, that's about it. That's how it worked. But, yeah, it wasn't, like I said, for me it wasn't too bad. We never really had any overnight shifts between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. What was in the counter for people to buy, those 24-hour stores, that's all that was there. No custom cutting, nothing. You just shut the place down, because every night you got to tear the place down and clean and sanitize it. That's an every night thing. And you're in there with power machines to do that. It's not just learning how to mature and package and merchandise the product. You got to clean up, too. And I don't know. I don't think they ever brought in teams to do that, you know, like a night crew that would come in and scrub things down for you. But, I mean, because meat cutting back in the day was a journeyman skill. It was a union journeyman skill. I think I still have my journeyman's card from 74 rather. I might have it. Yeah, that's a union job, union scale. All the things from what unions used to be. But, yeah. Those were the days. Dakota?